What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing?
What the hell are you still doing here?
Dude, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Yesterday's new quintet. Yesterday's new quintet.
Le langoureux
Welcome back. This is your host. My name is Gabe. You're listening to Bird Brained on WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5. Thanks for tuning in. This is my first show back since last spring. I am unfortunately without my co-host, Larson Burak, who's missed dearly. He's out on the range somewhere in Colorado, busy being a ranch hand and a cowboy, which admittedly is a lot more fun than grad school, which is what I'm doing at this current moment. Sticking around for a year at Tufts. Not too much personal information. That's the rule on public air. But thanks for tuning in. This is a show I'm calling Prelude, just because we'll be a prelude to the rest of the semester, hopefully. Haven't put too much time into this. We got schedules pretty recently. So these are just some songs I've been liking over the summer. It's kind of a weird Tuesday. I don't know, you know, talking about the weather and all, but it was like 80 and hot. So I was in kind of a low energy mood, so these are some low energy songs to round out your Tuesday, but they're quite beautiful, so stick around. That first song was called Prelude, fittingly, by Yesterday's New Quintet, a jazz project by the Left Coast / West Coast producer Mad Lib, better known for hip-hop production, but there you go. Everyone's got to have a hobby, this is mine. And that last one was Camino del Sol by the 1980s outfit Antenna, and they do a bunch of bossa nova stuff. So yeah, that's the info I got on those last two songs. This next song up is called A Time for Us by Joe Pass, and then we'll get into some Beck, a song that was sent to me recently by Moscow Man, and Heart Design by Aqueduct, so stick around.
Time for you and me. Something out is wrong again. Mixed up in metaphors and confidence. Reading the room is like a body trick. And then he's on his way out. Yeah, he's on his way out. It's all pretend. He makes a fuss and then he finds the net. Suckle till I'm 2%.
And there you have the first set of songs. We were just listening to Heart Design by Aqueduct. Before that, we had Politics by Balu Brigada, which is actually a Aussie band from the Down Under, which was sent to me by one of my mom's friends. So shout out intergenerational music sharing. I think that needs to happen more, to be honest. Which is mainly just because I want to keep my parents listening to things so that when I can come home and listen to things, I enjoy it. But I do think, you know, what we be listening to as the 20-odd-year-olds and what my parents are listening to are very different. So, you know, share the music, share the love. Before that, we had a song by a Turkish band called Palmi Yeller out of Istanbul. And that song is called Akdeniz. AKDENIZ, if you want to look it up. I love that song. And before that, we had a song by Joe Pass, who's one of the like jazz guitar greats, who's born in the 1920s and then kind of made his mark on jazz in the 1970s, and had solo albums with Ella Fitzgerald, Oscar Peterson, and Duke Ellington, among others. Yeah, it was a kind of an eclectic run of songs, again, prelude. But I don't know. I think especially the first couple songs linked together there. I liked them. I thought they played. We're gonna move into a little bit of more electronic slash like off the deep end music. I don't even know what to call it. Genres these days. But the song behind me is called Leaps by Fatal Frame, which is, I'll turn it up for a sec. By a video game. I have not a gamer myself, but apparently it's an artist from Indonesia called Fatal Frame. The game is called Leaps, or the song is called Leaps, not the game. I like it. Anyways, we're gonna move into more music that sounds kind of like this, but with more lyrics and more of a followable beat. So if that's your jam, stay tuned. You're listening to Bird Brained, 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio.
Bye. advancement doesn't break.
The dulcet sounds of Down Slow by Moby in the background. That last song that we heard was called I Don't Wanna by a band name which I can't say out loud, but I'll spell it F-C-U-K-E-R-S, which is a New York trio. And that's off their EP Baggy Money Sign Money Sign, which I can only take to mean baggies. Or baggy money sign money? I don't know. Baggy money. Baggy money money. That's I Don't Want To. Before that, we had... Actually, I'm going to do this in reverse order. Before that, we had EF by Channel Beads, who I think is from Minnesota. I don't know. But it's kind of like DJ, music producer, and very influenced by this group called Animal Collective, which was a group of musicians started in 1999. They all came out of Waldorf School. So, you know, shout out experimental education, experimental music. But the song after that, called Studi, featured vocals by one of their members named Panda Bear, whose show I missed while I was in Lisbon. Long story, but long story short is that there is a time switch from Boston to to Europe, and I was a day late to the concert. I showed up to the venue, and I was like, there's no Panda Bear. It was sad. But yeah, that was a little bit more of an experimental set of songs there, from Minnesota, Lisbon, and New York. So there you go. And as it is already a little bit over halfway through the hour, we're going to run into our fourth kind of set of songs to take the night out, which is also kind of a random mix, but one which I'll talk about briefly is by this artist named Nourished by Time, who's from Detroit, went to school in Boston, and who I had the great luck to see in concert on Monday down at the Sinclair in Cambridge. It was a great show. It was really, really good. So if you get the chance to see Nourished by Time in person, highly recommended. I boogied. And it was cool. It was like very, it was one of the weirder live music experiences that I've been to. Not because it was weird, but just because like the guy himself clearly marches to the beat of his own drum in a really cool way. It comes through the music, and you'll hear that on the next song. And then we're going to listen to a artist called named Vegan. The song is a remix of a French song called Kelly Watches the Stars, originally done by a band called Air. And then, yeah, finish out the hour with a few other songs after that. But I'm legally required to read a public service announcement, and so that's what I will do. PSA, if it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out in the trash or the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks or a sweater. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes and practice, and definitely is less time than browsing the web to spend money on buying new things. While some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free, and you can also look at the user manual of your electronics to see if you can fix it yourself. And if one of your electronic devices malfunctions before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, which make sure to do because lithium batteries are really bad for the environment if they're not recycled, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. And often enough, turning it off and on will do the trick. When something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money, and have a little bit of fun with it. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you're going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it, which is very true. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational, and free, and public, and freeform radio. So there's your PSA. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Or if it is broke, fix it. It's kind of fun. I also have a bird fact, as my DJ name is Birders, or Bird Brained, which I came up with 4 years ago when I was a wee freshman here at Tufts, starting off my radio career. I'm like 4 years down the line and washed up, but that's okay. I'm still in the airwaves, surfing them. Haven't washed up quite yet. But something that I did in my last show, last iteration of the show with my dear friend Larson, we had a show called The Birders Anonymous. We would share a bird fact every week. And so in Larson's honor, I'm going to do just that. And this one is about chicken. The longest recorded flight of a chicken is just 13 seconds. Only 13. Which is very short. I kind of thought it was going to be longer, but it also kind of makes sense. Not really designed for flying. They are designed for walking. Unless they're in intensive agriculture settings, but you know, it's a different conversation. So anyways, you are here to listen to music, and music I shall give you. This next song is called Automatic Love by Nourished by Time. And then after that, we will listen to Kelly Watch the Stars and This World Couldn't Something Something Us, and then Never Gonna Leave You by Evans Pyramid. And that will be the hour. But thank you for joining me. I'll come back and gab at you a little bit more. But yeah, thanks for joining. Thanks for listening. Feel free to call in if you have any song requests, or if you're like, get this guy off. But I'll stop talking. Here's some music. Enjoy. That was a voice crack. Sorry, y'all. That was Nabiha Iqbal, who just sang that song, The World Couldn't See Us, off her album Dreamer, which was put out in 2023. So there's nice music in the background. Never forget. What was I going to say? I had things to say. Oh, yeah, yeah. The secret theme of those last three songs was post-punk. The first one, by Nourished by Time, is by a Baltimore musician who went to music school in Boston and then took a while to make it in the music scene, and talks really openly about that in his lyrics. Wears it on his sleeves in his lyrics, literally, and addresses a lot of kind of cool things in with his lyrics that you don't really see otherwise. He talks a lot about class politics and late stage capitalism in a very direct way, which I feel like I don't hear a lot of popular artists doing RN. Excuse me for my ignorance if you think otherwise. But I also really love his sound. It's kind of like this indie pop, lo-fi, hip-hoppy, synthy, like post-punk with elements of 90s. And whenever I listen to him, I think a lot of like The Cure and Joy Division. That second song that we listened to in that last stretch of three was called Kelly Watch the Stars, which is a remix of a French song put out in the late 90s by a duo called Air. And the remix was done by a producer named Vegan, who's British. He's known for producing for musicians like Frank Ocean, Dean Blunt, James Blake, and the connection here is that he's the son of a Cure member. He's the son of Phil Thornalley, who's a Cure producer as well as a bassist. Yeah, and then this last song that we just listened to, This World Couldn't See Us, is by Nabiha Iqbal, who is British from Pakistani descent and studied ethnomusicology, which is really cool, and uses that background to inform her music. And you can really hear it come through, especially when you listen to this album in full. She does a lot of indie pop stuff that sounds like the song that we just heard, and also is super heavily influenced by post-punk, as you could hear in that last song. So yeah, that was the through line there. Hope you enjoy. The song that's playing in the background right now is called Never Gonna Leave You by Evans Pyramid, who's a Boston musician, and this is off their album, which is a compilation album of his work between 1978 and 1994, called Evans Pyramid, and it's really groovy, as you can hear. I will leave you with this song play out. It's a groovy album. It is 10:58. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Gabe. You're listening to Bird Brained, not Birders Anonymous. I almost said it. But yeah. Tune in next week for a little bit less of an eclectic mix of music. Hopefully still good vibes. And thanks for listening. And I'll see you next week.